You're listening to SBS News.
Triggered by the departure of Finance Minister Matthias Cormann, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the key cabinet portfolios remain unchanged.
The decisions that I've made reflect a very strong focus on stability in key portfolios, together with a commitment to bring forward some new talent as Australia continues its comeback from the COVID-19 pandemic.
After Simon Birmingham replaced Matthias Cormann in finance, Dan Tehan is moving into trade.
Dan brings incredibly strong credentials to this role as a former officer in the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, as well as a keen sense of the particular interests of regional and rural Australia in open, rules-based trading systems.
National Security Ministers Peter Dutton, Linda Reynolds and Melissa Price are to remain in their portfolios of Home Affairs, Defence and Defence Industry, respectively. Former soldier Andrew Hastie is to become Assistant Defence Minister. After coming under pressure as aged care minister at the peak of the second wave, Senator Richard Colbeck has lost the portfolio, although he keeps senior Australians and aged care services. Mr Morrison says Health Minister Greg Hunt will take on aged care, which is also being elevated to Cabinet.
With Greg Hunt as Health Minister taking on the additional responsibilities of aged care for the government's response in particular to the Aged Care Royal Commission that will be handed down next year and the response that will be brought together as part of next year's budget.
Former Immigration Minister Alan Tudge goes to Education, while Alex Hawke has been elevated to Immigration and Citizenship.
The Honourable Alex Hawke will take on the job of Minister for Immigration, Citizenship, Migrant Services and Multicultural Affairs. Australia has yet again proven in 2020 that we are the most successful immigrant and multicultural nation on Earth.
And ACT Senator Zed Seselja will go to International Development and the Pacific. Others to be promoted are Queensland Senator Amanda Stoker and MP Luke Howarth. Jane Hume will enter the ministry with responsibility for financial services and the digital economy. Labor's Deputy Leader Richard Marles says it's an uninspiring lineup.
Today's ministerial reshuffle is an opportunity lost. For all the challenges that are faced by our country right now, what is absolutely clear is that business as usual is not good enough, and yet that's all we've been given. And after the year that we've just had, what we need to see is a government which provides the Australian people with a sense of hope and optimism, but all we've got here is a lineup which is tired and stale.
Labor is expected to make changes in its portfolio responsibilities in coming days. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.